Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I just clicked the button a little early. That's all. Glad to have you with us tonight. Today, this is going to be another one of those great read words. We're going to read to finish the book of Nehemiah. I mean, when you think about this, we are right down to the very last of the Old Testament. And we've got what? The book of Malachi? That's it. We got Malachi. I got one more day in the Old Testament. One more day. Wow. You know what that means? This is the last day of genealogies. So enjoy them. Because in the New Testament, we don't hear about all them genealogies. One genealogy in the New Testament, and that's the one of Jesus.
Wow.
That's interesting. Never had that thought before. But it's all right. Don't have to have every thought every time. Thank God for all the thoughts we have. For those of you who might just be joining us, this is a program we call Read the Word, where we read through the Bible chronologically this year, out loud, in front of people, recorded so somebody else can enjoy it. And I went and listened to myself read the Bible the other day, and it was like, wow, listen to the revelation that is in this. Because it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit of God who's illuminating what I'm reading from the Word and making it come real in your heart. And it's so amazing because 10,000 different people could listen to it and it would say something different to every one of them.
Yeah.
Don't you love the Holy Spirit of God? Well, let's get started. And let's remember that we have the ability to share the screen and everybody pray the prayer with us. Here we go. Share this. Everybody pray this prayer. Whoops. Gotta be able to see it. Or can you see it?
Mm-mm.
Can you see it now?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Well, you know what? I'm in a lag. So.
You're in the lag? Mm-hmm. All right. And I got my video off, so I really can't see it. Here we go. Father, thank you for Jesus' blood that gives me access to come boldly to your throne of grace and help. We pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven,
as
kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that all of our lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, so that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And welcome to Read the Word. Come on now. You're the program that belongs to me, and what I tell thee, thou dost do. Here we go. Well, this is the people dwelling in Jerusalem, and then we're going to read about the people dwelling outside of Jerusalem, and then we're going to read the priests and the Levites. Now there's a bunch of them. And then the principles of separation. And that's the end of Nehemiah. And one more book tomorrow, Malachi. Wow. I'm just sitting here like, wow, already. Not even there tomorrow, and I'm like, wow. I might have to have a whole class of, and this is what happened between Malachi and Matthew 1:1. Here we go. Chapter 11, the people dwelling in Jerusalem. Now the leaders of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem. I don't remember that. The holy city, and 9/10 were to dwell in other cities. We cast lots. These are the heads of the province who dwelt in Jerusalem. In the cities of Judah, everyone dwelt in his own possession, their cities, Israelites, priests, Levites, Nethinim, and descendants of Solomon's servants. Also in Jerusalem dwelt some of the children of Judah and some of the children of Benjamin. The children of Judah, Athaiah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, of the children of Perez, and Maaseiah, the son of Barak, the son of Kalhoza, the son of Hazaiah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Joiarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shelani. It's a cool name, Shelani. That's like a really cool name. How many times have I stopped and said, that's a cool name?
Not very often.
All right. Six, all the sons of Perez who dwelt at Jerusalem were 460 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshullam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koleiah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jeshaiah, and after him, Gabai, and Salai, 928. It's a bunch of them. Joel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Sanua, was second over the city. Of the priest, Jedidiah, the son of Joiarib, and Jachin. Seraiah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraiah, the son of Ahitub, was the leader of the house of God. Their brethren, who did the work of the house of God, were 822. That's a lot of brothers. And Adaiah, the son of Jerohim, the son of Peleliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pasher, the son of Malchijah, and his brethren, heads of the father's house, were 242. And Amashai, the son of Ezrael, the son of Azai, the son of Meshilimoth, the son of Emor, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, were 128. Their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shimeiah, the son of Hashab, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, Shabethai, and Josabab, of the heads of the Levites, had the oversight of the business outside of the house of God. Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the leader who began the thanksgiving with prayer. Bakbukiah, wow. Second among his brethren, and Adah, the son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, all the Levites in the holy city were 284. Moreover, the gatekeepers, Akub, Talman, and their brethren who kept the gates were 172. And the rest of Israel, of the priests and Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, everyone in his inheritance. But the Nethinim dwelt in Ophel and Zeha and Gishpah were over the Nethinim. Also, the overseer of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzai, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah, of the sons of Asaph, the singers in charge of the service of the house of God. For it was the king's command concerning them that a certain portion be for the singers, a quota day by day. Pethahiah, the son of Meshezabel, of the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was the king's deputy in all matters concerning the people. They even named the deputy. Did you have a great revelation? Oh. You looked like it. I got a great revelation. These are some names. But I'm getting good at it. The people dwelling outside of this Jerusalem. 25. And as for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt in Kirjath Arba, its villages, Dibon and its villages, Jekabzeel, his villages, Jeshua, Molada, Beth Pelay, Hazer Shual, and Beersheba, and its villages, Ziklag, Mekona, and its villages, En Ramon, Zora, Jarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam, and their villages, and Lachish and its fields, and Azekah and its villages. They dwelt from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. Also the children of Benjamin from Geba dwelt in Michmash, Aijah, Bethel, and their villages. In Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittayim, Hadid, Zeboam, Nibalat, Lod, Ono, and the valley of the craftsman wrench. That was an interesting valley. Lod, Ono, craftsman. That's what a lot of women have said when men went to the craftsman store. Lod, Ono. That was a good one. You should have laughed or something.
It was a good one.
Some of the Judean divisions of Levites were in Benjamin. Chapter 12. We made it. Now we're going to read the priest and the Levites. May even have Sister Leanne read them. Not tonight. Now these are the priests and the Levites who came up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Edo, Genethoi, Abijah, Mijam, Adiah, Bilgiah, Shimeiah, Joiarib, Jedidiah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jedidiah. These were the heads of the priests and their brethren in the days of Jeshua. I think we just read this a couple chapters ago.
Seems like it. Same people.
Moreover, verse 8, the Levites were Jeshuiah, Benui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who led the thanksgiving psalms, he and his brother. Oh, they were the psalmists. Bakbukiah and Uni, their brethren, stood across from them in their duties. Jeshua begot Joachim. Joachim begot Eliashab. Eliashab begot Joiada. Joiada begot Jonathan. Begot Jadua. In the days of Jehoiakim, the priest, the heads of the father's house, were of Seraiah, Meraiah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshullam, of Azariah, Jehonihan, of Melichu, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, Param, Adna, Meriath, Helkiah, of Edo, Zechariah, of Genethon, Meshullam, of Abijah, Zikri, the son of Mini Jamin, not much Jamin, just Mini. That was a good one too. You missed it. Of Moadiah, Piltai. Of Bilgiah, Shamua. Of Shemaiah, Jehanathan. Of Joiarib, I enjoy a rib. Mattaniah of Jedidiah, Uzai. Of Salai, Kalai of Amek, Eber. Of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, and Jedidiah, Nethanel. During the reign of Darius the Persian, a record man was also kept. Record was also kept of the Levites and priests who'd been heads of their father's house in the days of Eliashib. Johanan and Jedua, the sons of Levi, heads of the father's house until the days of Johanan, son of Eliashib, were written in the book of the Chronicles. And the heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brothers across from them to praise and give thanks. Group, alternating with group, according to the command of David, the man of God. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akbud were gatekeepers, keeping watch at the storerooms of the gates. These lived in the days of Joiakim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Josedek, in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and Ezra the priest, the scribe. 27. Now, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness. Both with thanksgiving and singing with cymbals and stringed instruments and harps. That's going to be some good music right there. And the sons of the singers gathered together from the countryside around Jerusalem, from the villages of the Netophathites, from the house of Gilgal, and from the fields of Geba and Asmaveth, for the singers had built themselves villages all around Jerusalem. Then the priests and the Levites purified themselves and purified the people, the gates, and the wall. I brought the leaders of Judah up on the wall and appointed two large thanksgiving choirs. I like that. Not Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
One went to the right hand on the wall toward the refuge gate. After them was Hosheiah and half of the leaders of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, and some of the priests' sons with trumpets. Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Mechaniah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his brethren, Shemaiah, Azarel, Meleal, Lali, Gilai, Mai, Nathaniel, Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the men of God, Ezra the scribe, went before them. By the fountain gate in front of them, they went up to the stairs of the city of David, on the stairway of the wall beyond the house of David, as far as the water gate, eastward. The other thanksgiving choir went opposite way, and I was behind them with half of the people on the wall, going past the tower of the ovens, that's the pizza joint, as far as the broad wall. You didn't know they had pizza back then. Everybody thought it was Italian. It's really Jewish. What is a tower of the ovens? It's got to be a place to cook.
Yeah.
39. I'm going to look it up. And above the gate of the Ephraim, above the old gate, above the fish gate, the tower of Hananel, the tower of the hundred, as far as the sheep gate, and they stopped by the gate of the prison. So the two thanksgiving choirs stood in the house of God likewise, I and half of the rulers with me, and the priest Eliakim, Maaseiah, Minijamin, Micaiah, Elioenai, Zechariah, Hananiah with trumpets. Also Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzai, Johanan, Melchijah, Elam, and Ezer. The singers sang loudly with Jezrahiah, the director. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. I like that. The joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. Why? They're rejoicing. The wall's dedicated. And at the same time, some were appointed over the rooms of the storehouse for the offerings, the first fruits, the tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities, the portion specified by the law for the priests and the Levites, for Judah rejoiced over the priests and Levites who ministered. I like that. Judah rejoiced over the priests and the Levites who ministered. Both the singers and the gatekeepers kept the charge of their God and the charge of purification, according to the command of David and Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chiefs of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. In the days of Zerubbabel, in the days of Nehemiah, all Ezra gave the portions for the singers and the gatekeepers, a portion for each day. They also consecrated holy things for the Levites, and the Levites consecrated them for the children of Aaron. And now, the principles of separation. Interesting way. And Nehemiah. Another drink of coffee. On that day, they read from the book of Moses in the hearing of the people, and it was found written that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever come into the assembly of God, because they had not met the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. However, our God turned the curse into a blessing. So it was when they heard the law that they separated all the mixed multitude from Israel. God is serious about what he's doing. The reforms of Nehemiah. Now, before this, Eliashib, the priest, having authority over the storerooms of the house of our God, was allied with Tobiah. Uh-oh. That is not good. And he had prepared for him a large room where previously they had stored the grain offerings, the frankincense, the articles of tithes of grain, the new wine and oil, which were commanded to be given to the Levites and singers, gatekeepers, and the offerings for the priests. But during all this, I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had returned to the king. Then after certain days, I obtained leave from the king, and I came to Jerusalem, discovered the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah, preparing a room for him in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me bitterly. Therefore, I threw all the household goods of Tobiah out of the room. Good job. And I got a big can of gas and torched it. Yeah. Then I commanded them to cleanse the room, and I brought back into them the articles of the house of God with grain offering and frankincense. I also realized that the portions for the Levites had not been given them, for each of the Levites and the singers who did the work had gone back to his field. So I contended with the rulers and said, why is this house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. All Judah brought the tithe of the grain and the new wine and the oil to the storehouse. And I appointed as treasurer over the storehouses Shelemiah, the priest, and Zadok, the scribe, and the Levites. Pedaiah, and next to them was Hanan, the son of Zachar, son of Mattaniah, for they were considered faithful. And their task was to distribute to their brethren. It's a good task. Mm-hmm. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for its services. In those days I saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath, bringing in sheaves and loading donkeys with wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I warned them about the day on which they were selling provisions. Men of Tyre dwelt there also, who brought in fish and all kinds of goods and sold them out on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do by which you profane the Sabbath day? Yeah, my. Did not your fathers do thus, and did not our God bring all this disaster on us and on this city? Yet you bring added wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath? So it was at the gates of Jerusalem, as it began to be darkened before the Sabbath, that I commanded the gates to be shut, and charged that they must not be opened until after the Sabbath. Then I posted some of my men servants at the gates, so that no burdens would be brought in on the Sabbath day. Now the merchants and the sellers of all kinds of wares lodged outside Jerusalem once or twice. Then I warned them and said to them, why do you spend the night around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time on, they came no more on the Sabbath. Go Nehemiah.
Amen.
22. I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, that they should go and guard the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and spare me according to the greatness of your mercy. In those days I also saw Jews who had married women of Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod and could not speak the language of Judah, but spoke according to the language of one or the other people.
Wow.
So I contended with them and cursed them and struck some of them, pulled out their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters as wives to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons or yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations, there was no king like him who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all of Israel. Nevertheless, pagan women caused even him to sin. Wow. Should we then hear of your doing all the great evil, transgressing against our God by marrying pagan women? One of the sons of Jehoiada, sons of Eliashib, the high priest, was a son-in-law of Sanballat, the Horonite. Therefore, I drove him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and the Levites. Thus I cleansed them of everything pagan. I also assigned duties to the priest and the Levites, and each to his service, and to bringing the wood offering and the first fruits at appointed times. Remember me, O my God, for good. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. This is the spot where we always say, circle the wagons, because we are bringing everything that we just studied into focus. And, you know, when you really think about what we just read, these guys were pretty serious about repenting. When they realized they were wrong, they were pretty serious about repenting.
And they didn't realize it when he pulled their hair out. They should have. And pulled out their hair.
And some of you think a pastor's been mean and abusive to you in America. Anyways, we're going to give you the opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation with us. And we do this every time we come here. Because we never know who's going to be here. And with all the different nations of the world that are streaming with us, we want to make sure every one of you have the opportunity to be right with God. And this is what we know. Your name is being written on our account in heaven. And I want lots of all y'all's names on my account in heaven, because that's another jewel. You guys are jewels. We're jewels in somebody's crown. All of us are. So here you go. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Say it right out loud. I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. Give me everlasting
you
life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again the third day just for me.
And you rose again the third day just for me.
To just put your hands out and just say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all of you.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live
language.
A successful life as a believer every day.
As a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. You might say, Pastor, what just happened to me? Jesus just came into you. Isn't it wonderful? Mm-hmm. All of his grace, mercy, love, and righteousness filled you. Galatians 2:20 says, and the life I now live in this flesh, this stuff, I, Samuel the Spirit, live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, gave himself for me, and came to live within me. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are not way out there somewhere trying to get down through your thick skull. That was your mama. God Almighty lives in here, and he's doing his best to get out of you and lead you from the inside out.
Amen.
Now, I encourage you, go to this program. Go to our YouTube channel, click like, subscribe, and then hit the bell so that you are notified every time we come here and we can be a blessing to you. If you didn't have any other program than just read the word, you would be a solid, stable, functioning believer because it is filled with the principles and the power of Almighty God. We ain't playing no games. We made a decision a long time ago. We ain't living in sin in this house. This house has only got, it does not have anything wicked in it. It just doesn't. Why do you want to frustrate tu casa es mi casa? You don't want to frustrate this. And so just hook with us, stay with us, and we'll lead you in the things of God. You go back to Genesis 1. Very first video where you can see me with the headset on and start and come forward, your life will not be the same by the time you catch up to us. Your life will not be the same. God Almighty will transform it because that's who he is. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got. You ready? Tomorrow is the last book of the New Old Testament. How cool is that? Amazing. Until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is the Lord. See you soon.